The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and home buyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the home of the week, the good news, and current market updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, happy Sunday to you, brother.
Happy Sunday, man. I was out tractoring this morning, getting those fields ready, baby.
I did see you out tractoring, actually.
I was.
Do you listen to smooth jazz?
Do you think my tractor's sexy, buddy?
Do you listen to smooth jazz when you
Yeah, that's
around?
Exactly what I listen to. Yeah, smooth jazz, maybe a little Pearl Jam, you know. But I actually got the country station on sometimes. Sometimes I listen to talk radio. I hate to hear myself talk, though.
Oh, yeah.
So does my wife.
So anyway. You know, you were talking last week about how you don't like putting your face on your signs.
Yes.
Because you're afraid that'll scare, a potential
buyer. I'm not afraid it will.
Away.
It will.
Yeah. Sam, my dad always used to say that. I remember when I brought home my prom picture, he goes, oh, good, something I could put in the closet to keep mice away.
Just got to put it real low.
Yeah, just keep it in the closet and the mice will stay out of
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. That's right. So I guess that means you're not cheesy.
Right.
Hey, was that joke cheesy?
Boom, boom. Oh. Hold on. There it is. We got sound effects on the show now.
Dude, I'm telling you what, man. I burned my duck call in here next week.
So, Jason, I know it's the thoughts on everybody's mind. We know that rates are going up. You know, there's possible World War III on the line here. Yeah. Like, what do we need to know about as far as the rate increase and everything when it comes to housing?
I think first and foremost, I think Putin and Zelensky should have a cage match.
Right.
Don't you think
like
so?
Like a celebrity boxing thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you know, with like AK-47s?
It's a good way to settle it.
Absolutely.
No, I don't think AK-47s.
Oh, you don't?
No, just slap fight.
Oh, yeah, slap fight. No, those are, I don't know what's more vicious, though. Those are pretty funny, man.
Paper, rock, scissors or something.
Well, it's a really good question. I know it's on everybody's mind. And of course, I analyze these things every day. I say, what's going on. And anytime, we have inflation, right? I mean, we're going to the pump and we see those, wonderful stickers that says, I did that. And
yes, I have seen those.
Yeah, it's so funny. I love it. The Brandon effect. But anyways, the fact of the matter is that we have to watch a few different things right now. We have to watch interest rates.
Right.
I had a meeting with my team this last week and the gist of it is how do we continue to provide this great service and deliver the dream of home ownership, which is very important for us. Okay, that's our part of our mission, vision, and our values is to help people build wealth through real estate, by delivering the dream of home ownership. So one of the hard part is if the interest rates, the first major adjustment, which happened over a 60-day period, the first bump was a 2% bump.
Yeah.
Okay, now they're going to be doing all these. They've already done some, but they're going to continue to do these Fed rate hikes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not mortgage rates. That's short-term lending, but it always does in some way affect the mortgage rates.
Right.
Everybody thinks these rates are still going to go up. I've heard them as high as 6.5%.
Wow.
Is where they'll end up. Some people say
that'll
over
be the
7.
Top.
Some people say over 7, and some people were saying in the mid-3s is where they'll come up to this year. Well, that ship has sailed.
Right.
Yeah, it has. And so the first bump of 2 points that it went up, right, when we were looking at that, and it's gone up a little bit more than that since. But the fact of the matter is for someone who's doing, $500,000, which is just over that, is now the average sale price, that could be $700-$800 a month difference in their payment. So I'm telling my team, you have to go back and requalify the buyers who are in and around that $500,000 price range.
Before the increase.
Right, because they might have been pre-approved at a 2.75 rate, which is where they were before this first, before the first increase. And again, that's going to keep going. Unfortunately, it is going to. So we look at that and we say, are they still qualified? Because the worst thing in the world is you're driving around and the person puts in an offer and only to find out or hear from their they no longer qualify for 500, they only qualify for 400.
Right.
So question, if a third of the people no longer qualify, are there going to be more showings on all the homes or less showings?
Less, obviously.
That's exactly right.
Supply and demand.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct. So if there's less showings, then, hypothetically or realistically or logically, there would be less offers, correct?
Right.
Less offers, the less these homes will get bid up. Would you agree with that?
For the over-asking.
Over-asking.
Yeah.
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 And so less showings, less offers, less net for the sellers.
Right.
What happens is over time, the sellers, so some people are in the market, Casey, dipping their toe in to see if they can, you know, make all this money and
you see dollar
signs.
Now
they see dollar signs. Well, yeah. What happens is those people, if they're so there's always going to be the reality of the market and then the seller expectation of the market. The seller expectations right now are so high. There's going to be, I don't know if it's 6 to 12 months, but that's what I would estimate, where sellers are still pie in the sky thinking once the interest rates really start affecting, because look, you're going to the gas pump, you're paying a double.
Yeah.
Inflation in general. I go into Costco, right? It used to be $200. Now it's, you know, $400.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You can't go in there without spending a bill.
Exactly right. I know. I'm like, even though I eat like three times the food at the little carts that they have, I still don't feel like, you know, I still don't feel great, you know?
Right.
It is a tax on the middle class, this inflation and these rising costs. And so, yeah, that's not really in your debt to income ratio that your lender's looking at, but that person buying that house feels that.
Right.
They do. And so eventually that's going to affect home prices. Is it right today? Not really. But when you remove a third of the buyers from the pool, less showings, less offers, less over asking, that eventually will start bringing slowly. It's not going to be, unless there is World War III for sure.
Right.
You know, we can't get food, we can't eat, and they freeze lending like they did back in 2008, 2009, basically. You know, 90% of the mom-and-pop lenders went out of business,
right.
Big brokerages and stuff. Unless lending is frozen, always there'll be people that have to move, have to sell, have to buy, you know, for various reasons, and they're moving in and out. You know, that happens naturally. But you're going to have, I believe, a rising days on market. And I believe that you're going to see a cooling off of the prices as less people can actually afford the homes.
So it's going to even the scales a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think the appreciation is going to be as high this year. And I also think the interest rates are going to rise. At some point, people just can't buy it anymore.
Right. What does it take for it to turn from a seller's market to a buyer's market?
So 6 months or less in inventory is what they call a seller's market. Right now, we have about 6 minutes of inventory.
Yeah.
So we're still good right now. Okay. But I do expect that to change. And then from 6 months to 9 months would be a normal market, days on market. Think about that. A couple of years ago, you know, it was very, very common in the bidder to have something on the market for 6 months.
Right.
You know, for us, if we would typically sell them in 60 to 90 days, which was way ahead of the market, half the days on market.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and that's normally what we do because we actually spend money on marketing, believe it or not. But the fact is that anything over 9 months would be considered a buyer's market. So when I say absorption rate or days on market is basically what that means. Like if no more houses came on the market, how long would it sell? Based on the current sale rate for there to be no homes for sale. Yeah, so it's just an inventory if nothing else came on the market. So we take today's number.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's how that is. So I do see a change coming just because of rising costs in every way.
And does inflation affect the housing, like not just like building, I'm sure, obviously if it affects
building
that,
costs. Yeah.
But did it affect the market itself?
Yeah, it does. Because again, it's just, see, when people don't feel good about what's going on in the economy, they don't want to have any risk.
Right.
And when they don't want to have any risk, that means they don't want to go buy this new place or they don't want to offer over because they want to be more conservative.
Right.
You know, because they're like, well, that extra $50,000. Additionally, they say every point that you go up, you take 10% off the price. So if they could afford $500 before, now they can only afford $450 on their current pre-approval.
Yeah.
So that's how it's really going to affect it is what they're actually qualified for. Because that person's still going to go offer $450 on that $500,000 house. A seller is going to take, one seller that has to sell will take it.
Right.
Okay.
At asking.
And then the rest of the neighborhood has now gone down in value a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hypothetically, yeah. It just takes one.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Well, you know what, Jason? We got to take a quick commercial break. And
awesome.
We come back, what are we going to be chatting about?
We're going to be talking about how to get your house all spruced up and ready for sale.
And then tis the season to start doing
tis
that,
the
right?
Season, baby.
All right. So we'll be back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker right after this.
Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here with some personal advice for home sellers. Now, there are various companies or agents that will offer to give you cash up front for your home, but be careful. Now, often there are dramatically lower prices or hidden fees that the average person can miss, and that can cost you a lot of money. That's why I prefer to work with a great, smart real estate agent that truly knows the local market and can give me the best advice and put the most money in my pocket. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer, or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. But more importantly, he can help you look at all the options with hundreds of potential buyers, and that creates demand for your home and helps your home sell at a price and deadline that you agree to, or he buys it. Don't leave money on the table. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, tis the season to start getting that house spruced up, especially considering selling.
Sprucey, sprucey, sprucey. Yeah, it's definitely, this is the time, we're getting into the time of year where, you know, the people who didn't, you know, come out in January and February and in March, they didn't come right out the gate and want to sell. Now, typically, those 3 months are really a great time to sell, simply because our inventory,
is low.
Yeah, but we went earlier in the year. Was it 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, whatever it was, weeks ago, we went over that there was only 30 homes for sale in Missoula and 60 in the whole county. You remember that?
Yeah. Snow on the ground.
Exactly. So it comes spring or summer, we'll typically triple or quadruple that amount. Okay, and so there's 3 or 4 times more competition, and we already talked about inflation a little tiny bit. How's that going to affect everything? Well, what'll happen is less showings on each house at that low inventory. Never mind if it spreads out. So the faster the better before a majority of these homes do come on the market, for sure. Now, how do we make sure that you net the most amount of money? This is important to do some of these things that I'm talking about, but it's also important to not do all of them.
Right.
The reason why, you could sit here until next year.
Yeah.
Doing these things.
Checking the boxes.
You want to do these things and get this on the market before all of that other competition comes on. So time is of the essence. So I have to figure out, what could I realistically do in the next week or two? Mm-hmm. That, if it's your intention to sell this year, there's no benefit in waiting. Green grass, just so you know, and daffodils poking up, do not sell homes. No. The amount of inventory is really what drives that market.
Yeah.
Okay. And with rising interest rates, people are really trying to buy now. So they're going to overlook a lot of this stuff. But hypothetically, in a normal market, what are the things that we should do on the exterior home for the photography? Because we do professional photography in all of our listings. Want to make sure when we pull up on the exterior, there's, you drive by some houses, and there's, 73 cars in the front yard. Yeah. You're going to try, even if it,
there's a broke down car and an engine block out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's garden art. It's Montana garden art.
Garden art.
You know, some people have gnomes. We just have engine blocks, so that's awesome. Yeah. Everybody has one.
Rusty pickups.
Yeah. It's funny. When I hunt on all these farms down the Bitterroot and everywhere else, and around the state, it's like, gosh, they got a lot of stuff. I'd always say, being like kind of sort of judgy, right? And then, you know, now that I have a farm, I'm like, I pull in, I'm like, you know, because you just like, you don't realize the stuff that you need in order to keep the place up.
But anyways, you ain't farming until you have a rusty Buick out of your back patio.
Exactly,
or something.
Right, yeah. I know, dude. Yeah, it's, exactly. Well, you'll have to bring one down there, you know. Yeah. If I don't change oil in my Kubota, that might be the rusty Buick. So, but anyways, but we want to close the garage doors and get all of the vehicles out of the front of the yard, okay? Imagine you're taking a photo, like a lot of times there's a, yeah, there's an RV parked over here on the right side of the house next to the garage. Let's back that out of there for a minute, unless it's dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you can just give it to me. No, but we want to get that out of the front, right? Remove cars
just
from the
curb
driveway.
Appeal.
Curb appeal,
saying.
Baby. Yeah,
that's
we want it to pull up, you know. It's, you know, remove any empty planters that don't have plants in them, or put, you know, if it's, if a plant won't die overnight because it's not frosting anymore, depending on when you listen to this thing. Radio show or podcast, you're going to want to plant something if you can. That would be great. Remove toys, sports gear, soccer goals, you know, trampolines if it, you know, hasn't blown away or something like that. Have you ever seen a trampoline going down the road?
I have. Yeah.
It's actually pretty cool.
It is interesting. It's like a UFO.
It's way cool. You're like, what is that? You know, it was a Mad Dog 2020 from last night. No, you want to clean your porch and tidy up any outdoor tables, chairs, cushions, you know, remove the pillows.
Or in my case, I have a set of elk antlers in my tree.
No, you got to keep those.
Oh, you got to keep those.
Yeah,
that's good for curb appeal.
Come on, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
unless your Christmas lights are still blinking on them, you know,
right.
Take the Christmas lights down. Yeah. You know, if there is a pool, which we don't have a lot of that around here, but just make sure it's clean or the cover's on it or something like that. And then, you know, just a general raking or, you know, mow the lawn, depending. I mean, if it's not time to mow the lawn yet, which it, you know, it obviously don't go out there and mow something that doesn't need to be mowed. But if it does, then depending on when you hear this, mow the lawn.
Just knock down the weeds.
Yeah, that's exactly right. For me, I just run over all the ponderosa pine cones in my yard. You know, there's no reason to sweep them up.
That'll do the trick.
But inside, like for the general interior stuff, you want to remove as much personal items as possible. People always say, Jason, do I have to remove every single thing? No. But some houses we walk into have, and there's nothing wrong with this, it's your house. But if they have, if there's just your walls are overly cluttered, you know, say there's 10 pictures up in a 1 square foot thing, you know, take
down
8 or 9
room.
Of them. Yeah. Well,
that's, my living room looks like the studio.
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Kind of like this. Yes, Casey. we would have to have the gal come over and give you some tips. Yeah, that's for sure. No, but it's one of those things because we're going to photograph it. And then also when that person walks in, you want them to be able to imagine, you know, putting their own stuff on the wall. It just doesn't need to be at that point in time. It needs to kind of be more about them than about you, right?
I considered doing this. I considered getting it because I mean, I'm not going to be on an episode of Hoarders or anything anytime soon, but I do got a lot of stuff in my small house and I considered moving, minimalizing everything and moving a lot of it into a storage unit.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Just in case that when it does come that time that I don't have this clutter everywhere.
And the question I get is, Jason, I can't find a storage unit because they're super hard to find right now. As many as there are, you can't believe they're all full, right? And I don't want to pay a couple $100 a month. So what can I do interim? Like, you can actually, like, we do not photograph the inside of garages typically because that's the catch-all. They take the clutter, they put it into the garage as neatly as they can. But that can be the catch-all without affecting value or, you know, they're not going to see that when they're pulling up. It has nothing to do with curb appeal.
Got it.
And we simply let them know, there's a bunch of stuff. Prepare your buyers. There's a bunch of stuff in the garage.
Yeah.
It typically ends up. And if you don't have a garage, just throw it on the front lawn. Oh, no. And then we're back to number one.
Then
no,
we're back to step one.
Rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat. Yeah. But that's really good. Put away all pet and children's toys. Replace all any burnt out bulbs. Because the first thing we do as agents when we walk in is we turn the lights on. We try to get there, you know, a few minutes before the buyers and get the, you know, so that it presents real well. When they walk in, it's just a better feeling overall.
Right.
I mean, I just tell people, like, pull up to your yard and pretend like it was someone else's, you know, someone else's house, right? And or you were buying a home. What would you want to see and what not want to see? Remove the emotion from it. Remove the memories from it. Remove that. It's hard to do that because, of course, you live there, right? But, you know, just try to figure out, like, what would you want to see or not want to see there, right? You know, vacuum and sweep the floors. Remove any visible clutter. I you know, because I'm a man and I just generalize everything, right? I'm just like, take stuff off of stuff. On the inside, like you know, like your countertop. Like, we don't need the Keurig there for the photos, you know, like, move it over here. Yeah. Let our guy take the photos and just throw it back up there.
Yeah.
And offer him some coffee. He'd really like that.
After the photo shoot, then you can throw it back.
Absolutely.
Grandpa's shotgun can go back up on the mantle.
All we got to do is get him there. Okay? it, you know, like, so it's like those professional photos are so important again, because like we talked about in the past, it's one of those things like everybody's looking online, mm-hmm. right, for these, you know, for their houses. Nobody's driving around anymore, really. I mean, they're just like, they can look at a million houses online and then they go or drive around and find one or two signs that exist, right? Yeah. So that's what they're doing. Open all the shades and blinds prior to the showings, and then hide any electrical cords and chargers, you know. If it looks like, you know, that like the Steve I fire department would come if they saw like all the electrical cords in your living room, right, there, Casey?
Yeah.
So unplug some of those, just especially for the photos. And
they
then,
have,
you know,
showed up before, actually.
They have. <That's good. laughs> No. It was just a campfire. I'm just having a little bonfire. I activated my burn permit in my living room. Kitchen, no food on the counters and stuff like that. That doesn't mean that we don't want cookies when we show up and stuff like that, but we'll just move it for the photos, you know. Hide all the dish towels and sponges and drying racks, etc. Again, if you're living in the house, we understand you're still living there. Like, we're not telling you to move out, but just for the photos.
Well, like I said, minimalizing everything is really a big help.
Exactly, right? Because you're going to be moving anyways, right? It's not taking us right now. It's like 7 to 10 days before we have, you know, multiple offers. And, of course, you can only accept one. They hate when you sell the house twice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those buyers really get mad at you when you do that. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's also highly illegal. Yeah. So,
Think of it as, like you said, think of it as you're just beginning the moving process.
You're just beginning the moving process.
Like, yeah, cleaning things up.
If you really, like, son, it's like, I just thought of this. Every now and again, I have a thought. I might forget it, though, if I don't say it.
Saw that light bulb.
But it's like, if you actually don't think, or you think there's a possibility that this house is not going to sell, so as you say, beginning the moving process, you probably hired the wrong agent.
You're right.
You should be 100% sure that this house is going to sell and that the marketing plan is good enough.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, gee, can you imagine, like, thank you for the confidence.
I had another quick question.
Yeah.
With the market the way it is now,
we
were saying that some things you don't have to necessarily fix because, you know, the seller's just going to, or the buyer's going to buy it anyways, you know. But like, let's say, for example, I got a couple shingles on the roof that are starting to peel off. Is it time to replace all the shingles? Do I have to invest in it? Do I have to invest in new windows? Do I have a couple windows whose seal's broken?
Such a great question. Windows, no.
No.
In my opinion, here's why. If you try to order a window right now, you're going to be 3 to 6 months before the windows are available.
Right.
That's number one.
Okay.
In 3 to 6 months, the interest rates are going to be higher. There's going to be more houses on the market. Mm-hmm. So unless you want to make less money, is that what you want?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, I didn't think. Be the first one ever to say yes.
Sure.
So how do we get around that? Don't just say that, Jason. Explain it. Well, we disclose it. Mm-hmm. You know, because we're ethical, right? We disclose it, and we just say, you know, we didn't know what kind of window you wanted, and quite frankly, there's really no other houses for sale, so we don't really even feel like we kind of want to, you know, we want to let you know about it.
Yeah,
but we really want to sell that kind of as is.
Yeah,
we kind of want to let you have that.
Yeah.
You know, we'll let you inherit it.
Well, same thing with the roofing, though. Like, let's say the roofing's due. It's not due, but it's about due.
Yep, so what they typically will ask for, you know, we want to disclose it. You know, some shingles might need to be replaced. If you have not had a roofer up on the roof to tell you actually needed a roof and you just think it does, that's not enough to disclose unless you actually know that you need a new roof. You could say, you know, I believe the roof is nearing its end of life, you know, that kind of thing. So a buyer will come in, they'll either care about it or not. The lower the inventory, the less there is to choose from, the more forgiving they're going to be, because they simply, if they don't accept it the way it is, basically, they're not going to find a house right now. No house is perfect, not even a new one.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just one of those things where having a good negotiator and just being super upfront, there's nothing more scary for a buyer when they, you know, get all the stuff from their real estate agent. There's an owner's property disclosure that the seller is supposed to fill out and it's blank. In my humble opinion,
In my humble opinion,
I can't say the word. There's a B in it and an S in it, but I can't. You know, I can't. Gotcha. You know,
it's,
you know,
Sunday.
It's Sunday. Yeah. That's right. We got to. You know, what if we move to Monday?
What happens if your disclosure statement looks like a CVS receipt?
If it looks like here's the first thing that happens. If it looks like a CVS receipt or my most recent Costco receipt or Cabela's receipt, and it's super long, right? Mm-hmm. Does that not just, I think that's just honesty.
Right. So it looks better.
It looks better.
Yeah.
Yeah. The more that we disclose, the less that thing is filled out, or the more it looks like you glossed over it, mm-hmm. the less trust, I believe, that a buyer and seller will have right off the get-go. If you're going through there and telling about everything and you're doing that much, there's a good chance you're not leaving anything that you know of off of there.
Right.
And that creates a trust right at the beginning. Guess what? That home inspector is going to, if they even order a home inspection, they're going to be less inclined to order a home inspection, in my humble opinion, if that thing's fully filled out mm-hmm. than if it isn't.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that's a fact.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, honesty is always the best policy, and it especially keeps you out of hot water. You know, if they find out about some of this stuff after the fact, it's never good.
Well, it's definitely lighting a fire for me to get to get cleaning.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You're lighting the fire under my butt here, Jason. I'm going to get the cleaning.
We make people move.
All right. So we always like to set you up with a featured listing of the week. So coming up right after this quick commercial break, we'll have your featured listing.
I love it, man.
That's all up after this. Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker.
Hey, if you are in the market to make the most money for your home, Sean Hannity here with some important advice. Now, look, I'm an active investor. I have bought and sold a lot of properties in hot, cold, moderate markets. And one of the lessons I have learned is this. Hire the agent that knows how to create the most demand for your home. Now, if I needed to create demand in this market, no question, there's only one real estate agent I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty, Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer, or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. While the average agent sells a home or two every month and only spends a couple of $100 on marketing a year, Jason spends thousands of dollars every month to attract thousands of buyers. Now, that helps you generate multiple offers and sell your home for the most money possible. Now, anyone can give you a home evaluation. Call the agent that creates the most demand. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason Baker on location right now. And Jason, I hear we got a featured property of the week.
We have a featured property of the week. You know, this is my agent, Katie Montez's listing. I am so proud of her and Meredith and my team. They're really starting to find some amazing listings. But the new one that she listed a few days ago is on 616. It's on the north side, 616 North 3rd Street. It's about just over 2,000 square feet. Now, this is a historic home on a third of an acre, three city lots, so potential for some future subdividing there.
Yeah.
And it's listed at $700,000. Again, four bedrooms, 1.5 baths, 616 North 3rd on the north side. Go check how cool. There's an old carriage house out back, a detached garage. You know, potential to maybe do something with that carriage house and turn it into an ADU. You know, there'll be a little bit of work there, but, you know, just a lot of potential there. So, yeah, just an incredible home. And there was an open house yesterday. And like I said, some offers were coming in. So I haven't checked with her yet this morning to see if it's under contract, but there still might be time.
How big did you say the lot was again?
It's a third of an acre, but it's three city lots.
And
when there's lots out there, yeah, there could be some potential for subdividing for
sure. Some income property, possibly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know how I forgot to tell you at the beginning of the show, but I was in Arizona this last week.
Oh, yeah?
And there, I was with 450 of the top agents in the country, and I was asked to speak on two panels.
Oh.
Mainly because they said, let's get the lowest producer of all the 450 people and put them on. Maybe like a sympathy panel spot. No, on listing property and selling property in smaller markets. And so it was a great honor to be on the stage with those humble giants. But the general consensus was nationwide that we are starting to see a real estate recession set in slowly. It's not going to happen overnight, but they have lost between 30 and 50% of their buyer pool in just about every single locale around the country, and they're very concerned. They're not getting the showings, not getting the offers, and we're starting to see the same thing.
Wow, interesting. All right. Yeah. Well, Jason, one more time, what was that featured property, and then how do we take a look at it or get a hold of you?
You bet. 660 North 3rd. You can just go to jasonbakerteam.com. All of our listings are on the very bottom of our website. Super easy to see. And, yeah, just go there. Or you can just give us a call, as always, at 406-552-4443.
All right, Jason, thanks a lot, buddy. We will see you next Sunday. Thank you all for listening to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker of Rise Realty. And if you've missed any of our shows, you can check them out now. Our podcasts are posted up on demand at newstalkkgvo.com. Until next Sunday, be listening for more Real Estate Revolution Radio.